Live, 1-800-259-5791. We're kicking off hour number two of the show. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
All right, so we got lots to do here and not very much time. It is Martin Luther King Day, and I did want to get to Torgo's issue on this. He believes that today's racist.
It's racialist.
Okay. We will get to that, I hope. Otherwise, we have this email from Marsha, which is outrageous. She thinks we're freaks. We're going to get back into that in a moment. And also, you should join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know if you're on the updates list. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. It's totally free. Updates.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org.
Indeed. I feel like I need to clarify my position on intellectual property, because Jason asked some really good questions last hour, and I want to make sure that I'm clear just for myself and for anybody that's listening, because it was a little confusing, that last conversation. I think that there is no such thing as intellectual property. They're just ideas. And in a free marketplace, there's not going to be the government that you can go crying to if somebody takes an idea from you. So if indeed what you want is protection for your ideas, which is essentially what an intellectual property is, it's monopoly privilege on an idea, if you want that protection, then the market will find some way to provide it. I mean, if indeed there are all these authors and creators and people that want some sort of protection, the market will discover a way to provide it. Now, likely there will be some other people on the other side of the market discovering ways to break your protection, like the hackers that, you know, crack software and that sort of thing. So it'll be a constant battle in order to protect your ideas. But I think that it can happen.
But don't you feel that that person, but you don't feel that the person who is having these protections circumvented should have any recourse against the people who are circumventing them?
I think that there could be some recourse in regards to dispute resolution organizations, reputation rating groups, and things like that.
Which side would you fall on? Here's my question. In this type of a situation, would you fall on the side of giving your money to the people who are circumventing the protections that the people have in place in order to get things cheaper, whether or not it's moral? Or would you fall on the side of giving the person who is coming up with the idea, what it is they're asking
Maybe
for.
Maybe it depends on the idea.
All right,
800-259-5791.
All right, so moving on, let's get back to Marsha's email here, because it's just so good. She just doesn't get it, Ms. Marsha, and that's okay, because we all started somewhere. It's just unfortunate that, you know, sometimes people come across the pro-freedom message, and they get a little concerned.
Oh, yeah, it does sound crazy compared to what we're doing now. The fact is, to a large extent, came from a pro-freedom government. I mean, our government slowly evolved. They got bigger and more cumbersome. And,
that's correct.
You know, at one point or another, the government was much smaller.
And unfortunately, sometimes people extrapolate things from what we talk about to mean other things that we didn't really mean at all. Mm-hmm. So what we were talking about originally was a story from Orlando, a hotel where there was two conventions. One, a convention of swingers. The other, a convention of soccer moms and their kids. The kids managed to look through a window. They spotted the swingers having a little party, getting naked, dancing, things like that. Soccer moms got angry. There was a clash. Hotel management got involved, and I don't know, you know, what.
Who knows whatever.
Who knows what happened. But that's what we were talking about, and I supported the fact that this is private property. This is the hotel. The hotel gets to decide what goes on within their boundaries of their property. Now, whether or not they made the right decision in this particular case is totally up to you to decide. Personally, I think it was probably a pretty bad choice booking the soccer moms in the same hotel as the swingers.
Right. But it's an issue of, I mean, as far as having made the bad choice, I totally agree, but it's also an issue of sort of, you know, what rights do people have to participate? If, for instance, one of these swingers owned 1,000 acres in the middle of Florida somewhere, and they wanted to have some big orgy party in the middle of the woods, well, would they be able to do that? And that's what Marsha really has to ask for them, question for herself. If nobody could, nobody saw them and the kids weren't around, do you care what they do? In this case, this is just an issue of bad security.
Right. Bad security and bad planning on the hotel management's part. But I also don't think that the blame may not be entirely able to be placed on the hotel. It's possible that, you know, especially groups like swingers groups don't have names that are fairly evident of what it is they're going to be doing. It's not like, you know, we're going to be holding sex in the lobby con 2005, you know.
The hotel may not have known. They might not have known.
Right, exactly.
Good point. Well, anyway, let's continue with her email. She says, come on, most parents don't want their children to see naked people getting it on. Sex is a basic human activity, but it does not need to be in a public venue. Now, Marcia, this was not a public venue. This was a business, a private business, open to the public.
And one would have to assume that these, this is the way I see it, and it doesn't make it true. But I don't think that the kids had some easy time seeing into this ballroom where this stuff was occurring.
Sure. We don't know.
I just remember what it was like to be 8, 9, 10. You know, we snuck around and we kind of did our little thing.
Sure.
And I just remember having seen a jazzercise class with a bunch of big, giant women in a, at a local elementary school where my mom was showing dogs. And we were... We were laughing at the big ladies jumping around. It was a great old time. And they didn't have any idea that we were hidden back there looking through a screen.
You were an awful child.
Oh,
look at the fat women exercising.
We had nothing better to do. We were bored out of our freaking skulls.
I would much rather have stumbled across the swingers party. That's just me. So,
she says, what do libertarians think about religion and religious beliefs? Can I be a libertarian and still be a Christian and guide my kids to believe that there's no sex before marriage, much less swinger sex in public?
I would say that the vast majority of libertarians are Christians.
Probably.
Sure, and they do raise their kids by these Christian principles.
Absolutely. Libertarianism doesn't have anything to do necessarily with or without Christianity. Libertarianism just simply says, live life how you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else.
Nor is Free Talk Live the voice of libertarianism.
No, certainly not.
Not at all.
Not in any way.
Ian is the voice of, well, some skinny weird guy, and Manwich is the voice of...
Hey, he's the voice of free marketeers.
Free marketeers everywhere.
Why not? It's a group he started.
Some word that he just kind of made up.
Somebody else had used that term before. I checked out the website. Somebody had registered that domain name, so somebody figured it out.
Oh, you don't get freemarketeer.com?
No, I can't.
Oh, poor guy.
You can probably get freemarketeer.org.
All right.
.cc.
So, yes, you can absolutely be a Christian. However, what you can't do, Marcia, is as a libertarian, you can't pass a law that says you can't have a naked swingers party on private property.
Right.
If it's your private property, you get to set the rules. So if you want to set the rules for your house so no nude swingers can come there, then go right ahead. And if you're at a hotel where there's nude swingers in the ballroom and you have a problem with that, then your recourse is to go to the hotel management and say, I demand that you either make good somehow, give me some free rooms or, you know, another stay later on down the line, or I'm never coming back to your hotel again because you really screwed up tonight.
And I'm going to say that you people are the spawn of Satan, which is fine.
And one thing libertarians would definitely not do in this case is go to the government and say, we need to ban swingers. Which is what some people would say is the solution.
Right. And we're not saying that Marcia is. She doesn't really indicate.
She says, the other thing I thought while listening to a few of your podcasts was the idea of not trusting government to spend your money correctly. True enough, I don't know how they spend my tax dollars, but there are some basic things that a state or federal government does provide so that some people that need them can get easier access to them.
Need them, get easier access? I don't know what that means.
Well, anyway, she says, I don't necessarily think that you can do away with all taxation in government. How would you have a military against foreign aggressors? How would you have a National Guard for domestic tragedies and civil unrest?
Well, a National Guard, traditionally, and a military, for that matter. We didn't have an army at the birth of this nation, and we didn't have a navy.
No.
The Constitution does lay out provisions for a navy, and I would think that you would, if you had a navy, you would have to staff that navy.
And so. I would say that most libertarians that I've met support having a military.
Oh, yeah.
So even though I don't, that doesn't mean that the libertarians out there don't either. So again, don't extrapolate everything about libertarianism from what you hear from us. You got to do your own checking. You got to do your own research. And it's clear that you don't do much research, Marcia, because you admitted that you don't know how they spend your tax dollars. We're coming back with more Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986, yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free 1-800-259-5791. Dean here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
You bring up anything, political issue, personal problem, join us online, freetalklive.com. You can vote for the show. It's a once-a-month sort of thing, and we're halfway through the month at this point. I believe we're still ranked at second place at podcastalley.com. So what we need from you is to go to vote.freetalklive.com if you have yet to go this month, because we want to be number one. In fact, we were number one for most of the month,
mm-hmm.
and then we were surpassed by what was the second place show. Now we are the second place show, so we just need probably a few more votes.
About 15.
Okay, vote.freetalklive.com. Tell your friends, tell your family members, have them vote too.
You think it'd be easy, 15 votes?
Yeah, because right now we're nothing. We're worthless.
Yes.
We're not winners.
Second place, yeah, second place is what, the first loser?
Yeah, second place is just the first loser.
Hey, so we got this email from Marcia about freaks. She thinks we're freaks, and there's a lot of things that she... questions in here. So many questions that I don't honestly know if we're going to have time. It's just, it's a very short email, but I don't think we're going to have time to get through it all.
Though.
I'm going to put this, the other half of this email on hold,
okay,
because we got George on the line and we need to talk to him. It is actually TSA George in Washington, D.C. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
What's up, guys?
Hey, George.
Hey, yeah, I pretty much last week had a big falling out with one of my friends over for 15 years now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, basically because he asked me, hey, if, let me know if you're going to Myrtle Beach this year for the Force Awakens book, and I told him right back, it's like, I can't go because I'm going to the Burning Man Fest this August. I don't have the leave or the money to do both.
Right.
And he pretty much goes, ape, you know, hogwad over that stuff. Going, what the hell are you doing now right there?
Good we save, George, by the way. Good save on that one.
Yeah.
Changing Ape like, S into cool. Hog Wild. That was good.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. And so he got angry because you wouldn't go to Myrtle Beach with him.
Yeah, and he pretty much was like, called me and said I was gay pretty much for doing that. And I was like,
dude, you're gay. You're going to Burning Man? That's so gay. It's just a bunch of hippies out in the desert. All they're going to do is run around. You're just going to see a bunch of naked dudes. Why don't we go to Myrtle Beach and hang out together out on the beach, partially clothed, just two guys? Yeah, whatever,
well, first
man.
Off, it's not the naked dudes. I'm going to Burning Man for naked chicks.
I know.
Let's make that clear.
I'm aware of what you're going there for. I was just talking. Never mind.
Did you offer to him the opportunity to go to Burning Man with you?
But he was like, I don't. He pretty much hates flying.
So he's upset with you for not having made a decision that he wishes you had made.
Yeah.
How old is he? 15.
No, he's 26.
Well, mentally.
If you've made the same decision like year after year, I can kind of see how he would expect you to make it. And when people have expectations and expectations aren't met.
So you've always gone to Myrtle Beach up until this point?
Oh, not always. I mean, maybe like 2 years straight I would go, then one or 2 years I want to go, and then last year I went, and then now this year.
So is
I'm
this
like, nah.
So why is this guy your friend? He's just like a drinking buddy. What is it that's so great?
More like a drinking buddy. Even though he does all the drinking, because me, I'm mostly the designated driver. This dude drinks $80 of alcohol at least per night.
Jeez.
Yeah, he's gonna drink himself into Chapter 7 in short order if he keeps this up.
So,
and he's a pizza driver.
He'll be lucky if he doesn't drink himself into the hospital. I've seen many young people in their 30s, you know, with psoriasis or
liver cirrhosis.
Right.
Yeah, not psoriasis.
I see psoriasis too, but cirrhosis and pancreatitis is the second leading killer of alcoholics. See,
so George, do you think this guy is worth mending things with? I mean, is he a good...
not really, because he gets upset over the little things like that. He's one of those guys that always has to have his own way.
You know, there's no need. I have no need in my life for a high maintenance friend. I mean, if that's what this guy is, I say cut the ties. Stop answering his phone calls.
Are you trying to tell me to leave?
You're not my friend.
Yeah, another reason why I want to go to Burning Man is to help promote at the end of Motion of Liberty. You told me, well, not me specifically, but us listeners, that you actually sold some like little booklet flyers for 10 cents and then other books for like $10 or something like that earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering if you could send one of those little 10-cent booklet things right there, that, you know, that can hold on afterwards. That way I can make a book, like 100 or so, maybe 200 copies.
You know what you ought to do? You ought to look into, that was libertarian stuff, like for the Libertarian Party, which I don't really go out and promote anymore like I used to. So I really can't do that. So you just have to find something else that you want to distribute, George.
We have a flyer for Free Talk Live.
There are Free Talk Live flyers. And in fact, if you post on the BBS, I'm sure they'll have some wonderful ideas for you. So best of luck in severing ties with this loser friend of yours. Have fun over at Burning Man, and try not to get anybody knocked up. Thanks for the call, George. We appreciate it.
I'll do my best. Later, guys.
All right. Because as he pointed out, there's a lot of naked people at Burning Man, and a lot of them are on some substances.
Some fairly hardcore drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it makes me wonder if our...
there are sex tents at...
I wonder if our emailer would like to see those outlawed.
No, Marcia. Oh. Marcia would be like, I just want to take my kids camping for a nice weekend in the desert. And now there's all these people cavorting around all indecently, and I'm trying to tell them that sex doesn't exist before marriage. That those parts don't even work until after you have a ring. They're ring-activated parts of your body. But how am I going to try and tell them that when there's this big straw man on fire and people having sex?
Humping in the desert.
We were just trying to look at some lizards.
Man, I saw some video footage from Burning Man. I think it was from last year, and there was some sort of a desert storm of sandstorm just all over the place. Just people were not having a good time. I mean, they were still having a good time because they were just tripping.
Yeah, the weather was awful.
Right,
awful last year.
All right, so do you want to get back to Marcia?
Okay.
All right. Now, so here she goes. She says, "How would you have a military against foreign aggressors? How would you have a National Guard for domestic tragedies and civil unrest?" Well, to answer your question, Marcia, since, first off, we pointed out that libertarians in general support the military, just a constitutional one, one that actually stays here and defends the country, as opposed to going around the world starting trouble, I would be okay with that. But personally, I'd like to see us not have a military. I mean, is Costa Rica being invaded?
All kinds of countries. Most countries
yes,
don't have
military. Yes, by Doug Stanhope, right at Super Bowl weekend.
And we actually talked about this in depth on a couple shows back. So if you're listening, Marcia, you probably have already heard the discussion by now as to how it is that the marketplace could provide protections. How it is that actually decentralized protection is more effective than a centrally controlled bureaucracy. Because as much as the news organizations and people kind of place on the military as far as how wonderful they are, the PR that the military gets, really they're not very effective.
Well,
they're a big bureaucracy and they're slow and they're stupid.
And there's no competition to the military.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that I don't
except
really
for other militaries of other governments when they fight.
I personally don't really know what these different abstract ideas as to what we could have, free market, all that stuff. I believe that we should have a military. We should have a militia to protect us here at home. The army should be disbanded, as is constitutional.
The militia is not a military.
No. Well,
militias are individual groups.
The National Guard.
Okay.
Which is the militias, local state militias, were turned into National Guard at some point or another. So those things are constitutional, make perfectly good sense. The Army, sorry, it's not supposed to be in place more than 2 years at a go. Navy, constitutional.
You don't support our troops!
Well,
No, not really.
I really don't. I don't support putting our troops into... I don't support our politicians' use of our troops.
I support troops that refuse to follow unconstitutional orders. Unfortunately, there are very few of them.
Yeah.
800-259-5791, most of them are just people that will do exactly what it is they're told. And usually what they're told to do has nothing to do with liberty and freedom in the Constitution.
Damn zombies.
800-259-5791, more on the way from Marcia. Hopefully we'll be able to comment on Martin Luther King. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
Time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air, when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
Here's your chance for your business to get discovered free. That's right, free. The Genesis Communications Radio Network is holding a contest for 2 weeks of free advertising for any new company looking to get national and global exposure. Simply call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332, and request a GCN media kit. You will then be automatically entered to win one of three campaign packages to run for 2 weeks free on GCN's AM and FM affiliates, live internet streams, and short
Wave Radio. We are so confident that advertising on GCN works that we are giving away 2 weeks of advertising free to prove it. Your campaign will include numerous 60-second commercials, a web banner on GCNlive.com, and production of your commercial if needed. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332. Call now. Contest open to any business requesting media kit by phone. No purchase necessary to win. Not open to current GCN sponsors. Odds of winning are dependent on number of entries. Contest ends 1/31/06.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up Ian here with
Ann Torgo.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have the listener map. Over 700 of our listeners have gone to map.freetalklive.com and added themselves to it. You get a little pinpoint. And I found out about the different colored pinpoints on that.
Apparently, I thought they were all like pink.
Well, they are. By default, they are pink. I'm not sure. I think they might have actually changed the color now. But they were all pink by default. Now, when you join, if you're adding yourself to the map, I think as of now, I think you get to choose whether or not you're a male or female. So if you're a female, you get a little pink one, and then the males get the blue ones.
So can you go back and change it?
I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
I'm plotted as a female.
Like if you did, if you didn't log in, if you didn't create an account to post, and in the early days of the map, there were no accounts, I don't think. Mm-hmm. So some of you may, some of you may not. 800-259-5791. Go to map.freetalklive.com and add yourself in there. So we're talking about Marsha's email. She thinks we're freaks. And
she's probably right. You know.
She just doesn't understand the whole idea of liberty. She hasn't really figured out how to get rid of a lot of the government. And mm-hmm. So here she's going to go over some of the things that she thinks government's important for. She already touched on the fact that she thinks it's important for the military. And as we pointed out, the military is just another corrupt bureaucracy. As Harry Brown likes to say, it's the post office in fatigues.
Mm.
In fact, I read statistics today that showed that there's actually more employees of the post office than there are of the military.
Wow.
Those are the two biggest government bureaucracies. There are more postal workers than there are people in the Army.
Incredible.
So, let's go back to her email. She says, now other things we've gotten used to that government handles at one level of government or the other is driver's licenses, marriage licenses, conservation of natural resources, regulation of public education, welfare for disabled and low income, and countless other needs of people to function in our culture. These people need driver's licenses. They need marriage licenses.
You know, the fact is you couldn't direct a car without a driver's license, right?
Oh, of course not.
You couldn't drive one.
It
wouldn't start.
Right.
If the government didn't tell me that I was, in fact, capable of driving a car...
You wouldn't know what you're doing.
I wouldn't know what I was doing. I'd suddenly be, oh, I am lost.
Marriage licenses are totally asinine. Whatever. Seriously,
completely. You know, you have sex with a woman that you haven't married, according to the government, and you're going to go to hell. God and the United States have signed a contract, as a matter of fact. And now the United States is the only one that can validate your marriage.
Well, then what about all those Hindus? Oh, wait, they're going to hell anyway.
Well, yeah, of course they're going to hell.
That's
and
right.
George and Martha Washington didn't have no American marriage license, so
Marcia,
they're going to have to go
now
to hell.
Now, Marcia's a Christian lady.
I'm sure she is.
And Marcia, as a good Christian, as somebody that supports the institution of marriage, you should be offended by the fact that the government demands a fee for you to say that you love somebody else.
And to what end, what benefit could you possibly reap
there is no benefit
from having the government say that you have a legal and binding marriage? What
there's
is
just
that?
Trouble. There's just trouble when you want to end it.
All that is some way for the government to exclude other people from marriage.
That's true.
To take about $75 from you when you do get married.
Or give married people some perceived benefits with tax dollars. That way everybody else doesn't get tax dollars. So they have an incentive to get married and get into this sick government marriage system. In fact, I would argue that marriage is being ruined by government involvement. I mean, government ruins almost everything else it touches. Why would it? Why would marriage be exempt from that? So, conservation of natural resources, Marcia. I know you said you don't look into anything that how government spends your money. She already admitted that earlier in her email. Well, you obviously have never looked into anything in regards to the environment and conservation of natural resources, because if you had, you would know that the government is the biggest polluter in America, bigger than the top four corporate polluters combined. So, you want to protect natural resources? Get it out of the hands of government. She says, regulation of public education. Well, we just don't need the government involved in education at all. In fact, John Stossel nailed that one. I watched his special, which was called Stupid in America, How We Cheat Our Kids. He tore the government a new one, going after their monopoly school system.
Right.
It was brilliant stuff. In fact, I'm in touch with some of his people. We're working on getting him on the show.
Now, do you think before that there, before the government paid for public schools, that there or schools, government-run schools, do you think that there was no free education? Do you think that the good sisters of the Catholic Church allowed the waifs of large metros to run around uneducated? I would
not.
Beg to differ.
Yeah.
I would say that
education was much better back then.
It absolutely was. People were learned more in a shorter period of time.
So, Marcia, go do the research yourself, and you'll find out that once the government got involved in education, it started getting worse and worse. And then once the feds got involved, it really got bad. And it's getting worse every single day. She says, welfare for the disabled and the low income. I mean, if it weren't for the government, man, how would we take care of... The poor would be dying in the streets.
I find it very unlikely that in this country where the poor people have a car, three colored television sets,
five cell phones,
a cell phone, yeah. a roof over their head. I mean, that's what poor people are like in this country.
Right. Lots of beer in the fridge.
Very unlikely that they would be starving in the streets.
You know, and in large metro areas, this is something that's been talked about on several radio shows. Like, I heard about something like this on Red Bar Radio a couple of weeks ago. A lot of homeless people in large metro areas make more money than people with jobs.
Yeah,
just by panhandling.
Absolutely. Panhandling, you can make, I've read stories in the paper. That doesn't make it true. But I've read stories, $60,000 a year you can make panhandling.
Well, yeah. Everybody that walks, in a big city, you've got a lot of people walking by you. And every single person that goes by is one more person closer to a yes, right?
Just a contact. Every time you have, you come across somebody who might have some money in their hand, might give it to you, just ask them.
Right, exactly. It's just, a lot of those homeless people then take that money that they're making and they spend it on, booze as opposed to a place to live.
And that's not to say that that there aren't children out there whose parents are so crappy that they would try, that would practically starve to death. But I believe that there's charities out there that would take better care of these kids than the government
system.
No
doubt about it. Plus, you'd get to choose which charity you gave your money to instead of just giving it to this government that, as you admit, Marcia, you don't know what they do with your money. Instead of just giving it to this big government to do whatever they please with, you can actually have some say in how your money's spent with private charity. She goes on to say, well, why would you trust a corporation trained to do these things over the government debts that are set, departments, she says, that are set up right now? Well, first off, we're not for corporations on Free Talk Live, Marcia. Corporations are creations of the government. So in a free market or in a more libertarian America, they probably wouldn't exist. There would be businesses, sure, there'd be private entities, there'd be private charities, but not corporations. So you can just get rid of that whole argument. And would I trust a private entity over the government? You better believe it.
Man, there's case after case after case after case of the private enterprise doing a far better job. During Katrina, you could see the only ambulance system that was operating during Katrina, Katrina disaster, was private. Sorry, the government people had left.
Private people wanted to help others during Katrina, and the government said, no, you can't be in here. No, you need to go away. This is a government area.
Right.
And they did nothing.
FEMA was turning
people
away.
They let old ladies die.
Yep. FEMA was turning people away while Walmart was trying to ship water in. Which one would you rather have?
She says, I don't get that point that you try to make on each show. An individual family couldn't have enough money by themselves to create all their own companies to get all their needs met.
That's not a point.
I have no idea what she's talking about.
No one has ever made that point. She's completely misunderstanding what's going on. If there was no government involvement and you were able to keep all of the money that you make, then you would definitely be able to afford to provide for yourself. You wouldn't have to start your own company for each product or service you want.
I don't know what made her think that.
There would be free market solutions available, and if you wanted to go into competition, you felt you'd be viable and marketable, go right ahead.
Isn't it called division of labor?
Yeah.
Where, you know, people specialize in certain things, and then you hire them to do things.
I'm baffled, so I
More coming back, plus Mo's on the line. We're going to go to Martin Luther King Day, take another break from Marsha's email. We'll talk to Mo about that, and we'll find out why Torgo thinks it's racist.
Racialist.
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America today. In 25% of the cases, the first sign is sudden death. Cartavite has been helping people live as long as God intended us. Made from seven herbs, Cartavite is the purest form of oral chelation available today. Here's what one person has to say.
I was feeling chest pain from time to time, shortness of breath. I don't have the tightness on my chest, and I don't have the shortness of breath no more. I tried all kinds of junk. It didn't do. The only thing that worked was your Cartavite.
If you believe Cartavite was made for you, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement, so call today, 1-877-928-8822.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system. Over 76,000 posts for you to surf around through, over 1,100 people interacting. It's all free right there at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. This is a show about your calls, so let's talk to Mo. In Jersey, Mo, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Yeah, how you doing, sugar?
Mo, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's with a woman?
Actually, short for Moesha.
Ah, Moesha.
That Iran. I want to talk about why Martin Luther King is racialist.
Okay, why do you think he's racialist?
All right, first of all, you get a day off on Martin Luther King Day. You don't go to work. Mm-hmm.
I went to work today, and I'm doing the show right now.
Listen, okay, some people went to work. Mm-hmm.
What's that have to do with racism?
Because the same black people don't work, so we're all going to celebrate.
All right.
You get it?
I get it. I'm sorry.
Black people don't work, so we get a day off to see what it's like to be black.
Terrible, Moesha.
That Iran, yeah, it's racialist.
Thanks for the call.
Do you really think that that it makes you feel like what it's like to be black to have a day off?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel blacker on your day off?
I don't feel blacker because I don't work.
I sit home
and eat KFC and watch Springer.
How do you afford it?
Welfare, honey. They pay for cable. They say it's for the Discovery Channel, but we don't watch that crap.
Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-5791.
There's a special place in hell.
I don't know what that was all about. Now, Torgo, since we're on the subject, now you actually do believe Martin Luther King Day is racist? Or what is?
I think it's kind of silly to have Martin Luther King Day as a holiday, and I really think it puts a bad perspective on the African American movement.
What do you really mean?
Because now Martin Luther King Day, first of all, the day was made to not only celebrate his works in civil rights and things like that, yeah, and the whole equality movement, but it's also to celebrate his view of tolerance and peaceful resolution to conflicts and things of that nature. But there are a lot of other people who preach tolerance and peaceful resolution to conflicts. The only reason he was special, that it stood out, was because he was pushing for equal rights between blacks and whites. And the problem is, we've never had equal rights. We don't have equal rights now. And all this does is it kind of gives a false sense of...
It's pandering.
It gives a false sense of equality to, the side of our culture that doesn't have equality.
Well, what would you say to people that that said that, every day is White People Day? Why can't we have one day out of the year that's Black People Day?
Because every day is not White People Day. That is not. That's ludicrous.
Oh. I don't think it is, but I think that's
still
would
an
feel
insult.
I don't know. So does
that's
that
racist right there?
So what? Does that mean I get every other day? Does that mean I get the rest of the year off because it's celebrating white people? No, not because I'm both, you douche.
Aren't you 2%?
2%. 2% African American. Thank you very much. Oh, sorry, 2% Sub Saharan African.
Oh, okay.
But really, it's just, I don't think that we have any form of equality in this culture, but I don't think, and I also don't think that there should be any sort of mandated equality of any sort.
That's the worst solution.
And this is one of those things where it's like, well, see, Martin Luther King helped make changes in the government that made people more equal. That's another thing. It's really just another form of oppression. This kind of a holiday is the extension of a form of oppression that still exists.
I agree with Torgo.
I'm not too far off of it. I've got to say that I think that I think that Martin Luther King was a great man, did some great things.
He stood up for what he believed in, no doubt about it.
So did George Wallace.
I think that there are two people that are celebrated on the federal holidays individually, Jesus Christ and Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King did not have near the impact that Jesus Christ did, and there's a lot greater men.
At least we knew Martin Luther King was for real.
In the last 2,000 years.
Yeah, I would go for a holiday for Martin Luther King as well, just because, people saw him, talked to him. He was really there.
There's evidence of him. There's video.
I've seen
footage.
Video of him. Yeah.
Jesus Christ is documented by historians.
I've seen him working in dishwashers.
Someone bring me Jesus's remains, and I'll be more than happy.
His remains are everywhere.
I mean, real, verifiable Jesus remains.
You have to say that he had a lot of effect.
You know what, since we're talking about holidays, I would say that what we need to do is just end government-approved holidays altogether.
I think that's really the issue, is that now, in order to have a legitimate holiday, it has to be a federal holiday.
Right, you have to beg
you have to say
the government.
A federal holiday.
Right.
And otherwise, it's not really a holiday, because everybody said, you've got, Breast Cancer Week, you've got... Rainbow.
It's a week. There's always a
Rainbow
week for
Coalition
everything.
Month.
Yeah.
You've got everybody's got their particular day. The thing is
I'd like to deem 2006 the year of Free Talk Live. I mean, anybody can deem anything.
But 2006 is the year of Free Talk Live, and celebrate Manwich Day on February the 14th.
But see, I mean, it just continues to go on though, because in 1980, where the place where Martin Luther King lived in Atlanta and several other nearby buildings are now the Martin Luther King Jr. National Historic Site. It's a national federal landmark that's protected by the government and everything because it's where he was born. And I just think that kind of thing is silly. It's just adding more and more... it's almost deifying him to the point where people put all of this faith in everything that he stood for without caring about the fact that a lot of it hasn't come to pass. They're just like, oh, well, Martin Luther King was a great man. We need to celebrate him, and then just lull people into feeling better about their horrible situation.
And somehow or another, it's sort of come to me that you know, I'm just saying this is a very simple understanding is, you know, we need a quality. Somebody give us more welfare or something like that. It seems to be the same, the mentality that goes with it.
And, of course, when the government comes up with ideas to make things more equal, it just ends up hurting minorities even more.
Absolutely.
800-259-5791. We can talk about that more. Whatever's on your mind, this is your show. Free Talk Live.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Moments remain. We'll try to slip you in here. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff on there. It's all free. The bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, archives, live streaming, and more. If you appreciate the fact that we give everything away at freetalklive.com, well, then consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. You get some perks as an amplifier. You get access to the classic archives that we have up on our special amplifier-only forum at the bulletin board system. So there's more to learn about at amp.freetalklive.com. $3 a month. What we do with the money? Cocaine.
You'll never know.
No, we actually put it towards the show. We put it towards advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live, and it's working. We're getting on more radio stations. We're getting more internet listeners as a result of your AMP dollars. So help us out, amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Cats in Alabama. Cats, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Manwich.
Sir, how are you?
Good, hey, Cats. Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm on a headset.
Okay, we got you. Go ahead.
Cats? Cats? Like Never mind, forget it.
That's like, how are you, gentlemen? Are your baseball?
I was just going to go that route. Okay.
Right on.
But what I wanted to talk about was some interesting news lately is that Scott, the yard company, has brought about that they're going to fire people for smoking. And my boss and I were having a discussion about that, and the compromise that we came to is that there's probably some free market solution that we could charge people extra for insurance to reflect the risk of cigarette use.
I would think so, sure.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's what they're doing, though, is that, in fact, insurance companies do charge more for cigarette use, and they don't want to pay the extra. Since they cover all their employees, they don't want to pay the extra added burden of people
right.
that do smoke.
But I just wanted to see if you guys thought that we could find a free market solution to that rather than getting government involved.
I have a free market solution. That free market solution is there's a lot of good people out there, hard workers that smoke. And if you
hard workers every 3 hours, and they go out and take a break.
It's just you're just making a generalization. I'm saying there are a lot of people that smoke that are hard workers.
And I'm saying that the people that take the breaks the most are the smokers.
Okay, so you're making generalizations.
And you're making a generalization.
No, I'm not. I'm saying a lot. That is a fact.
All right.
There are a lot of good, hard workers that are smokers.
Right. They just take a lot of breaks.
Hire the good, hard-working smokers. Leave the lazy ones that Ian's talking about. I guess he knows all of them. He's polled every smoker in America.
No, they're hard-working. But they just take a lot of
And you can leave the hard-working... Well, you know, if you're outside treating grass, you can smoke.
What
and
freaking not every hard-working smoker has to take smoke breaks that are unscheduled. You know, just I know lots of people who are smokers and work their regular shifts and only smoke on their regularly scheduled breaks, like lunch, before work, after work. Stop lumping everyone in.
Yeah,
I have smoking rates
on my damn insurance, and I smoke one time a day, and it doesn't affect my job at all.
So, Katz, yeah, let's let the market decide. Let competition decide here, and the people that are, you know, that are leaving that business should go somewhere else.
Fair enough. I'd like to hear a little bit about the Free State Project if you guys got time.
Oh, well, we've talked about it plenty of times, but you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more. I'm afraid we are low on time. Thanks for the call, Katz. 800-259-5791. We're going to do a little speed round action here. Jeff from Colorado has called in a number of times, and he's called in, been waiting very patiently tonight. Jeff, you've been a very bad boy on our bulletin board system, haven't you?
Oh, well, I try, so.
You got 20 seconds, man. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about Congress, but in any event, can I make a comment about Marvelous Marsha? To let her know that they ought to make beer commercials realistic. Or at least Congress is going to lift all the restrictions. They're going to make beer commercials realistic. Have some guy pissing on the road at 3 o'clock in the morning. Saying,
thanks for the call, Jeff. 800-2, we're done. Hey, it's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Van, which
that was worth waiting for. See you tomorrow night.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.